Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
We are going to go traveling again on this Dr. Jazz Hour, all the way south to the country of Brazil. All of the music will have titles pertaining to Brazil in some way, and performed mostly by non-Brazilian artists. Naturally, most of it should reflect the soft rhythms of the Brazilian samba. Now, I do not speak Portuguese, so I probably will be pronouncing titles all wrong, so please bear with me. Guitarist Charlie Bird is the musician most responsible for bringing Brazilian music into the American mainstream. After returning from a stay in Brazil, Bird and Stan Getz recorded the classic album Jazz Samba and setting off the bossa nova craze in 1962. You'll hear Bahia from that album, which refers to the Brazilian state on the northeast coast. After that, guitarist Ray Obiedo will do Brasileiro from his 1993 release Sticks and Stones. Thank you. We are exploring the jazz of Brazil on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Corcovado is the famous mountain that towers over Rio de Janeiro, the one with the statue of Christ up on top. Sarah Vaughan sang Corcovado, written by Antonio Carlos Jobim in 1954 with the Frank Foster Orchestra. Maraba is a small city in Brazil. Guitarist Al Di Meola recorded one with that title on his Tiramisu album of 1987. Another guitarist, Grant Green, recorded Jobim's Brazil with a sextet in 1962 on his album The Latin Bit.
Quiet nights of quiet stars, quiet chords from your guitar floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and the window that looks out on the mountains and the sea. Ooh, how lovely. This is where I wanna be, here with you so close to me, until the final flicker of life's ember. I who was lost and lonely, believing life was only a bitter, tragic joke, have found with you the meaning of existence, oh my love. Quiet nights of quiet stars, quiet chords from your guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and the window that looks out on the mountains and the sea. This is where I wanna be, here with you so close to me, until the final flicker of life's ember. I who was lost and lonely, believing life was only a bitter, tragic joke, have found with you the meaning of existence, oh my love. The meaning of existence, oh my love. I love the quiet nights and the quiet stars. Thank you.
This is the Dr. Jazz Hour, and today we are enjoying jazz about Brazil. Big band leader and trombonist John Fedchuk recorded Brazilian Fantasy on the album No Nonsense of 2002. Frank Sinatra included Aguarela do Brasil on his 1958 release Come Fly With Me with the Billy May Orchestra, followed by guitarist Earl Klug playing Cabo Frio, a resort not far from Rio, on his Finger Paintings album of 1977.
Brazil, where hearts were entertaining June. We stood beneath an amber moon and softly murmured, someday soon we kissed and clung together. Then tomorrow was another day. The morning found me miles away, with still a million things to say. Now, when twilight dims the sky above, recalling thrills of our love, there's one thing I'm certain of: return I will to old Brazil. Miles away, with still a million things to say. Now, when twilight dims the sky above, recalling thrills of our love, there's one thing that I'm certain of: return I will to old Brazil, that old Brazil. Man, it's old in Brazil.
This last set of Brazil Jazz on this Dr. Jazz Hour will begin with Tom Harrell, who wrote, arranged, played his trumpet, and conducted a big band on one dedicated to the large Brazilian city of São Paulo on his 1999 release, Time's Mirror. And lastly, guitarist Lee Ritenour pays tribute to Rio de Janeiro with Rio Sol from his festival album of 1988.
Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.